Now, before we we click play on this, I know that you have something to say.
All right, listen. I'm going to say this right now. Women, in my opinion, should not be on the front lines doing frontline stuff. They should be, they can support frontline stuff, like medics or somebody, bringing up the beans and bullets to the front line, you know, or driving wounded people back to get medical aid.
Yeah.
But listen, on that last 300 meters of our country's foreign policy that I've had to enforce in war, that last 300 meters is a fucking stone bitch. You got to be fast. You got to be able to carry your weapons with you. And you have to run your fucking ass off, and when you get in position, not be so goddamn exhausted that you can't use your weapons effectively. Okay, that is fucking important. I got it. Yep. Now, Ukraine, they basically said any man between the ages of 16 and 60 cannot leave the country.
Yep. And if you volunteer and go over there now, they're basically ripping up your passport and holding your ass hostage until the war is over, which could be tomorrow or it could be in 5 years. We don't fucking know.
Well, there's some funny business going on. We'll get into that, you know, once we have a little bit more information. But I've been hearing those reports as well. And I'm not going to take anything away from this female soldier who's defending her country. I'm not doing that. I'm just not a fan of seeing this. Maybe because I'm old school. Maybe because I know exactly what combat takes to make sure you bring back the most people you possibly can. Because war is a fucking huge meat grinder.
Yeah. And in that meat grinder, there is no room for wokeness,
mm-mm,
feminism, or any ideology other than survival. So when you see this coming out of a nation that allegedly needs our help and support, and they have time to put out bullshit feminist propaganda like this,
mm-hmm,
it makes you wonder if we're being told a little bit of a white supreme pizza lie.
Could be.
Let's check it out. Oh, no, she's stripping. Are we going to get a strike?
I'm not a woman. I'm a person.
I'm not the woman. I'm person. So we're already crossing the gender lines.
Look, she's taken off the body armor, which is not heavy. She's wearing all of the stuff soldiers wear, which I respect. I'll give her that.
All right, let's let her keep talking. She's going to put her foot in her mouth.
Citizen of this country.
AK-74.
I'm a soldier, a sergeant, a combat medic, and I need to protect this country.
Which I respect.
Yep. We are in Kyiv. And you even can hear air raid sirens now. Just the usual, what is it, Saturday in Kyiv or Tuesday or whatever. To keep our capital, I think it's the most important thing. Because the capital is the ideological point. It's the heart of the country.
She's making tea.
So, doing the people just like us kind of thing. Now, I'm not going to take away from the importance of her role as a combat medic. What I will say is this. If you're a combat medic, you are out there treating the wounds of people who can physically do the things that you can't.
In her case.
Because she's not going to be slinging a dude over her shoulder and dragging another one 50 feet behind cover. It's not going to happen.
Nope.
She's going to be safely, probably not on the front lines, treating people who have been brought to her.
I have demonstrated this in real life.
Yep.
We used to have a hospital unit in the reserve center where I was. And they were prepping for the EFMB, which is basically a combat. It's the same thing as a expert infantryman badge, except it's for medics. And they had women. They had to drag people around. And they were like, oh, it's so hard. Oh, and I remember I'm standing there. I'm like, what? I'm like, this is your fucking job. You're a fucking medic. You need to be able to drag. They're so heavy. They need to, like, lighten it for women. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. So I go to the starting point, and I put the female medic on my fucking back. I laid down two other soldiers, both men. I grabbed them by the scruff, basically behind the collar on their uniform, and I have this chick on my back. And I dragged them, all three of them, 200 fucking meters.
I don't see her doing that. She's probably, what, buck 15?
Yeah, and I remember I let go of the two dudes. I took the female medic off my back, and I said, when you can do that, then you'll be ready for combat.
Yep.
Yeah, just saying. Okay.
Now, like we said, you can't demean what it is that she's doing.
I'm not doing that.
Because combat medics are essential.
Yeah.
There's no denying that. But there is a particular problem that I have with something that eventually occurs in this video, and it's quoted in the title. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Women are much stronger than men, says the female combat medic on Kyiv's front lines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that we just detailed several examples that have taken place in recreational and professional sports over the past several years that prove you are 1,000% wrong. Sorry.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Now, just like with the manual transmission community, we're not dehumanizing you. We're just giving you a dose of reality. You can't change your biology with feelings. And saying something over and over again doesn't make it true.
So you're saying something about the confused poles and holes community?
The poles and holes community, yes.
They're confused. Where does this belong?
I don't know, man.
How do I express this non-binary thing? I don't know. Shut the fuck up.
Does it just like slip inside of his pee-pee hole? I'd pay money to see that.
Does it go in a bowl of soup while he's massaging my balls? I don't know.
Does he whip it with a car antenna?
Can't be good.
Sounds bad. Sounds real bad.
Sounds bad.
Sounds very bad.
Now, I hope this young woman does a great job.
So do I.
Does not get hurt or wounded and lives to be old and gray and have a happy, long life. I really do.
As do I. I hope that many people in Ukraine, like, because there are people on both sides of this war right now. They're just caught in the middle. They're like most of us. We just want to be left alone to live our lives. Now they've been thrust into the middle of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're feeling free as a culture in this country to completely cancel an entire country, to try and cut them off from all types of commerce, and they're just people like you and me who want to be left the f*** alone.
That's absolutely correct.
It's ridiculous.
And I did a whole video, a Lair video, where I gave my opinion on the performance of the Russian army, and people flipped the f*** out thinking, like I was saying, Ukraine is going to win.
No, that's not what you said.
I just said Russia can win. But they're going to destroy their army to do it with the amount of losses that they're taking, which, in my opinion, are very, very high for just 3 weeks of duking it out.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, when this first started, I'm like, this is the Russian army. It's like the third best army in the world.
Be like 5 days and done.
They're going to it's going to be a blowout. If Russia gets air superiority, it's over. I did not see this happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of people now who will still insist that it's going to be in the bag for Russia without any serious problems. We're already seeing serious problems, one. And two, don't forget the last 20 years were a bunch of backward-ass fucking dildo bags in caves managed to hold off and drive to a stalemate the United States military.
Yeah.
And then, thanks to Richard Potato, Mr. Installation Ice Cream Social Alzheimer's himself, they got $60 billion worth of new weaponry out of the deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here's another thing Russia's doing. They've already made this mistake before, if you go back in history. Before World War II, it was called the Winter War, where Russia duked it out with Finland. They lost almost half of their dudes and equipment in that battle. And yes, they won. I mean, Finland sued for peace. Russia got what they wanted out of the deal. But the fact that they performed so poorly there was one of the critical decision points Hitler used to kick off Barbarossa a year later.
Yep.
And Russia didn't have those tanks that got destroyed in that winter war. Didn't have the 300-some-odd soldiers, 300,000-some-odd soldiers that were wounded or killed. Didn't have those. All right. And Germany was able to tap dance all over Russia's face for a good 2 years before they pulled their head out of their ass and fielded armies with equipment that it could actually push the Nazis back.
Yeah.
So, you know, Russia could win Ukraine, but what's going to happen in the future? If they get their army chewed up on this one battlefield, Russia is right next to China.
And Poland. Poland's pissed.
Yeah. Well, the Poles don't have a military that can actually go.
Well, not as much of a military, but you can go and with a weakened military.
Yeah, you can. You can. But the thing is, the way Russia's acting, they're fucking their army up. They're risking their navy. They are showing their hand with their hypersonic missiles, which I can guarantee you it's just a matter of time before we put together a defense for that if we don't already have one. And say they do take over Ukraine and they lose half their shit. It's going to take 3 decades to build that back up for them because they do not have a big GDP.
No.
Okay. They're fucked. They're fucking themselves and they don't even fucking know it.
But.
Ooh, yeah.
Here's a thought.
Here we go.
And this just occurred to me while you were talking. Considering how much money has flown between the Biden crime family in China. Uh-huh. The Biden crime family in Ukraine. And considering the fact that Putin is in China's pocket because Russia is the military and China is the BRICS, the bankroll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say this isn't all part of the plan?
We don't know.
You go in and you detonate all of the various sites that could prove that our stunning and brave duly elected Richard Potato had some crime shenanigans going on in that country.
Mm-hmm.
Under the guise of an invasion, when they can distract the living hell out of the world populace with propaganda galore and demonize Russia to their heart's fucking content. Meanwhile, no one's eyes are on the prize, the Hunter Biden laptop and how it's been proven real and all of the crimes that have been legitimized as a result of that, finally. But the mainstream media is not really reporting on it.
There's a bank account out there that has Hunter Biden's name on it. And our dictator in chief,
Richard Potato.
So he is implicated directly,
dictator,
in the monies that has gone back and forth.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.